May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is our harvest thanksgiving, when we give thanks to God for the riches of the earth, for all the fruits and vegetables that grow, and all the food and drink we enjoy. And we can see some of those things in the church this morning, and maybe some of you bought some of these things that we're going to auction off afterwards, some very delicious things there. But we also think about how we can share with others. And after the service today, we're going to be auctioning off these to raise money for a water project in Kigali in Uganda for people who don't have clean water without the project. And it's something that Junior Church supports. So in this service, we think about two things: giving thanks to God for all that he gives us, and being generous and sharing what we have with others. Now, right at the beginning, I'd like the children to come to the front and help me with something. Now, in our reading, our first reading today, we heard about two sorts of people. Some people who are quite poor, they don't have that much, but they have just enough that they need and are very, very thankful to God for what they have. And other people who want to be very, very rich, but are not really very happy. So we're going to tell a bit of a story about these two kinds of people. So I need someone to volunteer to be really rich. You'd like to be really rich. Come on, Sam. Come on, over here. Now, the rest of you, come and help me, because Samuel's going to stand over here, and we're going to put a lot of these things all around Samuel, because he's really, really rich. Come and help me, Martin. We're going to move some of these things. They're all going to be around Samuel, because he's very, very rich. Okay, but all this stuff is here. Come and help me. Do you want to help me? We can help move things around Samuel so that you've got all these things, yeah? They're all going to be on this side next to him. Can you move them along? Yeah? Purity, can you move some things for me? Put them over there in front of Samuel. Right, you're surrounded by rich things, okay, Samuel? There you go. Right, okay, super. Right, I'm going to keep this one over here. Okay. So put everything else, push all those things over there. There you go. Okay, so that's the rich man of that. And I'm also going to give you, Samuel, okay, you're very, very rich, a very, very fat wallet here. It's a Swiss wallet, can you hold it up? Very fat wallet, lots of money. Okay. Now, we're going to have someone else who's a little bit poorer, who'd like to be left for us. But they're very thankful for what they've got. Who'd like to be left for us? You've got just enough, okay? You've got just enough to live off, okay? And you can stay with Purity there. And I'm going to give you this. Okay, so you've got a bit of money there, okay? But you have something else. Because you know, what have I got here? Across the Bible, you normally take to Junior Church, yeah? You know, Purity, that God loves you. Trust God, and you're very, very thankful for all that you have. Okay, so I'm going to put these down here. Okay? And knowing that God loves you, you're thankful for a home you have to live in, food to eat, and all your family and friends, you're thankful for all of them as well. And knowing God loves you and being thankful for those things, you are contented. You're happy with what you have. Now I'm going to go back to the rich man. Okay, now, do you think, rich man Samuel, do you think that the rich man here is very, very happy? What do you think? Look at all the things he's got here. Look at his big wallet, big wallet up. Right, he must be happy. He's got all these things. He's extremely, extremely rich. So, but actually, you know, he's not that happy because the more he has, the more he wants. And the more anxious he is about what he has. Because how's he going to look after it? Somebody else might take it away. What he's going to do with it? He's very worried about it. All that he cares about, this rich man, is his money. That's what he thinks about. So he forgets about God, he forgets about other people. And he becomes a bit selfish. Samuel doesn't really, but the rich man is pretending to be. He becomes a bit selfish. All he thinks about is me, my, and mine. Okay? Now, what do you think Martin, what do you think? Would you like to be the rich man who already thinks about his money? Or do you think you'd like to be a person here who's thankful for all the things that they have from God? What do you think? Well, maybe go sit down, you can think about it, because you're going to come up a bit later, okay? You're going to come up again later. Go and sit down for a bit, just give me the volley back now, I'll give you back later. Let's just think for a few minutes about those two meetings this morning. In our first reading, Paul encourages Timothy and others to be content with what they have and warns them about the dangers of always wanting more. We can be content with what we have if we know the riches of God's love and seek to follow him and his ways, living in godliness, as he puts it in the reading. Paul says in one of his other letters, I have learned to be content with whatever I have, whether I have plenty or very little. That's a really deep truth that Paul has learned. He can be content in all circumstances because he knows the riches of God's love and seeks to follow him and his ways. It's really about what is most important to us. As Jesus tells his disciples in our gospel reading, seek first the kingdom of God. Get your priorities right. The God who cares for the birds of the air and the flowers in the field also cares for us. And we need to trust him. So we don't need to be greedy, wanting more and more and more stuff. We don't need to be anxious, worrying about the stuff that we do have. Paul encourages us to be content with what we have, and Jesus encourages us to trust God with what we need. Now, of course, God knows we need food, we need clothing, we need a house to live in, and God is concerned about our physical needs as well as our spiritual needs. He's concerned with all of us. He wants our good well-being. But wanting to get richer and richer, wanting to have more and more things, even wanting to make sure that we're pretty reasonably rich, is not to be our goal in life. Jesus says we cannot serve both God and wealth. We have to choose what is most important to us and what matters to us most. Both Jesus and Paul warn that the longing to be rich can be bad for our soul, for our deepest soul. Wanting to be rich can bring with it many temptations, desires, and anxieties. We're worried. We think all the time about our money. We worry about our money. We worry about the things we earn. And Paul uses the image of being plunged into water, being overwhelmed, and even drowned. Certainly a love for money, and maybe a love for some of the things money buys, can overwhelm our thinking and our feeling so much that we forget God and other people. But it doesn't have to be like that. We heard a few more verses from the first letter of Timothy, not printed in the sheet today. And these verses remind us that although the love of money can be the root of many evils, our riches can be used for good if we have the right attitude towards them. When we trust in God's care, when we seek God's kingdom, we don't need to be greedy, we don't need to be anxious, but we can be generous. Timothy is told the rich are to do good, be rich in good works, generous, and ready to share. And in fact, when we give things away, when we're generous with what we share, we discover a new kind of riches, a new kind of treasure. Because just as God gives abundantly to us, we can begin to learn the joy and the treasure of being like him and generously giving to others. Now, I'd like the children to come back up again. And I'd like my rich man to come back here. Martin, Mary Jo, come stay up here. Come stand with Purity over here. Okay? Now, we thought about our rich man earlier, and all the rich man thought about was his money. That was the only anything that was bothered about. He loved his money more than anything else. He forgot about God and forgot about other people. Now, we're going to change the story a little bit now, because this rich man Samuel, also knows that God loves him, and he wants to follow Jesus. Is that true, Samuel? Now, you want to use your riches to praise God and to serve your neighbour. So what do you think you can do with all your riches? You can share them, can't you? You can give some away. So, now, these people over here, okay, don't even have quite enough like you had earlier. In fact, they're maybe a little bit like the people in Kigezi that we're thinking about today, because for a long time these people in this community in Uganda didn't have any clean water. Can you imagine that? No clean water out of the tap, Emily. So what they had to do, they had to walk a long, long way. You hold this one. Can you hold this, Emily? Can you hold this one? They had to walk a long way to the stream to get water and walk back with it. They couldn't go to school because it took them all day to come get water and come back. So it's pretty miserable, yeah? So that's where the rich man comes in. So what are you going to do, Samuel? Oops. You're going to give some of this stuff to raise money, you're going to give some of your money, and you're going to then pay to have a well, to have clean water. So I hope that we're going to learn from this rich man here today, and after the service today, we're going to auction off this stuff, we're going to be really, really generous so that we can give some money to support this project in Kigezi, where they will have clean water and live healthier lives. So today, we give thanks for all that God has given us, the gifts of creation, the blessings, the family and friends, and God's love for us in Christ. And let us also pray that we will learn to be generous people, rich in the way that God is rich, sharing what we have with others, so that we grow to be more like Him.